Some of you might remember a long time ago when this little company called Google created a service that made it really easy to find what you were looking for on the World Wide Web. Back then, the little internet company had a motto, "Don't be evil," which might be the greatest corporate motto that has ever fit into such a short statement. Now, a lot of companies make people very rich through various kinds of exploitation and arguably doing various degrees of evil. So making a killing in life without doing any kind of evil is basically capitalism on hard mode. Now, in 2015, when Google became a subsidiary of Alphabet Inc., their corporate slogan of "Don't be evil" was replaced with "Do the right thing." One word longer and yet so much less meaningful. But perhaps meaning can be derived by how the company conducts itself. Whatever Google is trying to do right now must be the right thing, and whatever they avoid doing, the wrong thing. Now, Google has been involved in a lot of different projects over the years, and they were actually one of the first companies to heavily invest into AI research. Google has been using machine learning as far back as 2001 to correct spelling in Google searches, for example. And back in 2018, Google actually published their principles around advancing the field of artificial intelligence. You've probably watched The Terminator or The Matrix or any number of science fiction works that depict what might happen if dangerous AIs were to go rogue or get into the wrong hands. Now, most of this post talks about what Google actually plans to do with AI in order to make the world a better place to live in. But at the very end, we're given 4 applications that Google is not going to pursue in artificial intelligence, which is technologies that will cause or are likely to cause overall harm, weapons or other technologies whose primary purpose or implementation is to cause or directly facilitate injury to people, technologies that gather or use information for surveillance, violating internationally accepted norms, and technologies whose purpose contravenes widely accepted principles of international law and human rights. So this sounds pretty good, right? Avoid doing these 4 things and then we won't end up with Skynet or Robo-Hitler or something like that. Except Google just changed their mind again about what right and wrong is. If you visit ai.google right now and you click under this responsibility tab and click learn more under AI principles, it takes you back to the principle page, but there's been some changes. As you can see, it's a lot shorter right now. And if we scroll all the way to the very bottom, we no longer have this section about applications that Google is not going to use AI with. And this isn't just some mistake in editing where a person at Google forgot to include the ethics section at the bottom where they promise not to make any weapons, because another blog post that is co-authored by 2 senior executives at Google basically doubles down on the changes that are being made and provides more clarification as to why Google needs to be bolder in their approach to AI. And they pretty much explain down here under where they say updating their AI principles that there is a global competition taking place for AI leadership within an increasingly complex geopolitical landscape. We believe democracies should lead in AI development, but guided by core values like freedom, equality, and respect for human rights. And we believe that companies, governments, and organizations sharing these values should work together to create AI that protects people, promotes global growth, and supports national security. And if Google's position still isn't clear to you, another blog post from Alphabet's President of Global Affairs lays out the situation much more bluntly in the very first sentence: to protect national security, America must secure the digital high ground. That's right. Google woke up in 2025 feeling like Harry S. Truman. The AI arms race is here because having the best weapons is always going to be the best national security policy. And when we're talking about American national security, you've got to believe that China is developing advanced AI weapons, Russia's doing the same thing and might even be testing them out on the battlefield sooner. Israel is also looking into developing AI-based weapons. So it's not even like Google is going to be the first for-profit company to throw their hat into the development of fully autonomous weapons. They're actually really late to the party if you think about it, because automated defense systems like landmines have been around for a very long time. Close-in weapon systems have existed on Navy ships for decades, and they're designed to basically automatically engage enemy planes or missiles and things like that that come within a few kilometers of a ship. But as far as weapons that can automatically seek out and destroy an enemy target goes, I would say that those have existed for as long as the Predator drones have. I mean, if you think about it, they've got autopiloting, they've got auto-targeting, and the only part that's probably not automated is actually pulling the trigger to fire missiles or whatever payload it has. And I'm sure that that's due to policy, not technical limitations. And this is probably the case with most of the heavy weapons that are aboard Navy ships, planes, helicopters, tanks, etc. They're all fully autonomous, except for the part where you shoot, which again, isn't a technical limitation. I mean, Walter White was able to build an auto-firing machine gun in the desert with a bunch of scraps. So there probably are fully autonomous drones killing people in wars that are going on around the world right now as part of different top secret AI weapons testing projects. And the only way I think you'd really definitively be able to tell if a drone was, for example, fully autonomous or just being remotely piloted would be to shoot it down and then access its onboard computer to see how it was being controlled. Was it connecting back to a base somewhere or anything like that? And even if it was discovered that someone was using autonomous weapons, what really ends up mattering is people's perception of that. Drone warfare has already been going on for more than a decade. The United States pretty much already created the precedent that it's okay to use remotely piloted drones to drop bombs on people, even with civilian casualties as high as 15%. The kind of warfare is already so impersonal that it might as well be fully automated. And if it turns out that AI can be even more precise in blowing up just the bad guys, then we could see these kinds of weapon systems actually being preferred over the human-powered ones. So the only real question at this point is, how normalized will the use of fully autonomous weapons become in the upcoming years? Will they be like nuclear weapons, where they only get used a couple of times and then quickly become so powerful that if war between global superpowers were to ever become autonomous, then there's a real risk that these automated weapons could wipe out the entire human race so we never end up using them really at all? Or will autonomous weapon systems just be seen as a better alternative to enlisting actual people to go to war, like the next step in evolution to remotely powered drones we're seeing? So hopefully, Skynet doesn't end up being the final tech development that filters us all. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share it to hack the algorithm, and check out my online store, base.win, where you can buy my awesome merch and accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% discount on all items at checkout when you pay with Monero XMR. Have a great rest of your day.